When James Polk was elected president in 1844, Texas was still an independent republic, Mexico still owned California, and Great Britain still claimed the Oregon Territory. By the time he left office 4 years later, all these lands had become part of the United States, and manifest destiny was largely achieved. That's why most historians consider Polk one of our near great presidents. To achieve these territorial ends, Polk used diplomacy when he could, as in the case of Oregon, and force when he felt it necessary, as with Mexico. Although General and future President Zachary Taylor received much of the popular credit for the success of the Mexican War, it was Polk who personally planned the Army strategy and supervised the details of its campaigns, right down to the purchase of mules. Taylor tended to overshadow Polk because the president was a rather bland man who preferred paperwork to parades. Yet Polk did understand that, in order to lead, a president had to be more than just a good bureaucrat. So he made himself, as best he could, into a strong president in the finest Jacksonian tradition. This enabled him to achieve nearly all his political goals, but the effort cost him as well. In particular, his health suffered as he came to rely more and more on his work ethic to carry him through. "This day closes my third year in the presidential office," Polk wrote in March 1848. "They have been years of incessant labor and anxiety." By the end of his single term in office, in fact, Polk had become fatally exhausted. One day, 3 months later, while working at home in Nashville, he simply keeled over in his library and died. "No administration was ever more assailed," the New York Sun declared in 1849, "and none ever achieved more."